Now to the issue of Fianna Fáil TD Michael Cahill, who was caught driving at over 190 kilometres an hour on a motorway in Cork last March. He apologised and announced he's leaving the Joint Committee on Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice as a result. He was convicted in Fermoy District Court on Friday for dangerous driving after speeding on the M8 between Mitchelstown and Fermoy. Deputy Michael Cahill is with me on the line. Deputy Michael Cahill, good morning to you. And I suppose first of all, can you just tell me what you have to say to the people of Kerry about what happened?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. Look, Jerry, I am genuinely very, very sorry for my actions. I have to apologise. Of course, I should have known better. This is a huge embarrassment to me and my family. I am receiving a barrage of abuse, and I deserve it. I have hurt my family. I've hurt my wife very much. I've hurt my children. My friends and constituents, and especially, Jerry, I want to say the victims of road traffic accidents. I have accepted my punishment, and I will not be appealing that sentence. The conviction on Friday for dangerous driving by speeding, I have offered my heartfelt apologies to all victims and their families of road traffic accidents. I suppose I should say that in my personal and public representative capacity, I've attended funerals, of victims of road traffic accidents over many years. And yet, I was still found to be breaking the law on that occasion, and for which I'm extremely sorry. There is no excuse. There is really no point in my saying where I was going or what, because if I tried to do that, people will only say that I was making an excuse. I will endeavour to do much better in the future. Obviously, manage my time better and try not to be in two places at the one time. I'm not sure really what more can I add.
Do you understand the anger that's out there? I mean, 185 deaths on public roads last year, 8 of those in Kerry, the families of those people, at which speed may have been a factor in many of those deaths. You understand how they feel when they see a politician.
I fully understand the anger, Jerry. I fully understand the anger, and I sincerely apologise to all those families that have been directly affected by deaths on our roads. I have received requests from journalists in regards to comments I've made in regards to speeding and road safety and all of that over a number of years as a councillor.
Yeah.
If I could, I would change the past, but I can't. I would change what happened on that day last March. But I have offered my resignation, as member of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice. There was absolutely no excuse for my actions. It was an unacceptable, speed. The matter is going to be, as you probably are aware, would be considered by the party's Rules and Procedure Committee. And, I'm really repeating myself now. I've hurt so many people. I'm very hurt myself with what I've got myself into. And I think, Jerry, I really, can I add any more to it at this stage?
Yeah. Do you think you'll lose that position on the Oireachtas Committee? It's been considered committee.
I've offered my resignation already to the Taoiseach, so I have stepped down from it. So, it was the right thing to do, okay?
Yeah.
But...
Have you talked to Micheál Martin about this, Michael?
I have spoken to the Taoiseach. Of course, I've spoken to the Taoiseach about it, and I spoke to the General Secretary about it. And there was people advising me to appeal and everything. It never entered my mind about appealing this. I'm going to take my punishment, my beating, as they said, and I've really no more time to jury. I'm just truly very sorry, you know?
Yeah. Can I ask you just on what happened on that day? Because this just wasn't a speeding fine, Michael. Were you aware you were going that fast, 190 in 120 zone?
I didn't realise I was going that fast.
You knew you were going fast, but not that fast. No,
exactly, but like, there's no point in trying to justify what I was doing, you know, because,
yeah,
you know, it was totally unacceptable in the story, like, you know, and I hold my hands up, and I'm, you know, I've accepted it. I mean, if I wanted it, like, if I wanted it, I could have used that second privilege just there under the Constitution, like, you know, and got away with this. I was never going to use that, and I wouldn't dare entertain that.
Yeah.
But, look, I really have no more to say on it, Johnny. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I understand that, Michael, but just if I can ask you one further question on it, just on, because this is important in terms of what happened that day, how close, and maybe this is what people don't realise when they are driving too fast. Garda Peter O'Loughlin was in an unmarked Garda car. He told the court he was driving as part of a stream of traffic and that they were overtaken by a brown Audi travelling at high speed. He pulled out and followed him, saw the car come up behind a van which was overtaking a truck. The car was being driven very aggressively. It went exceptionally close to the vehicle and the van driver pulled in behind the truck. And you continued on for about 4 or 5 kilometres of speeds in excess of 190. You actually came very close. This is why it was dangerous driving. You came very close to, you know, being involved in a serious accident.
Look, Jerry, I didn't personally give evidence the last day. And look, I'm not going to dispute now at this stage that the case is done and dusted with. The Garda gave his evidence and the judge made his ruling. And I think, you know, I'm going to accept that.
Yeah.
Maybe I could dispute it, but I'm not, okay? It's done and dusted. I'm going to accept it. And I would not be appealing, and there's no more to add.
And you've apologised. How do you plan to make amends for it, Michael, though, in terms of road safety? Is there something you'd like to do to try and make up for this mistake?
Look, I will try and ensure that it never ever happens again. And I've helped my, they've obviously got driving lessons, all my children. Mm. But the irony of this as well is that my daughter, Anna, passed her driving test the day before the court case. At the first attempt, like, you know, that doesn't happen too many times. Look, Jerry, I'll be more alert, more conscious of road safety, and I'll try and play my part in that regard going forward.
Okay. Are you disappointed that your position is gone on the Justice Committee finally, Michael? The work you were doing there?
Look, I'm on other committees, Jerry, and there's plenty of committees there if I need to get on. You know, sometimes these committees are clashing with other committees and other meetings, etc. And, like, there's a lot of TDs trying to get off of committees. We're all on three. In Fianna Fáil, we're all on three anyway. And I've been offered, by individual TDs positions and other committees. And there are other committees. Look, I'm on the Health Committee, which is a powerful committee. I'm on the Fisheries and Maritime Committee, which is a very busy one as well. And, you know, I might go on at some stage. I'll see how things are going, like, you know, but I just want to kind of move on from this and put it behind me. And
how will you travel to the Dáil now?
Most of the time I'm going up by train, or some, on occasion I'll be flying up as well. I'm not so much flying down, but I'd say I've only brought the car to Dublin maybe 3 times or so. You know, normally I'd bring it up if I was to bring a computer or something up. I have to get something to bring down. Look, that's not an issue. Look, I'm just sorry about all of this, Jerry, and I'd like to move on and deal with try and concentrate on my work now if I can.
Yeah. Our final point, Michael. Do you think this damages you politically?
There's bound to be damage politically, like, you know. So, look, I can't change. Like I said, I'm only repeating myself again.
You can't change it.
If I could change the past, I would, Jerry.
Okay.
Genuinely, I would, but I can't. And, look, I mean, like there was a major announcement there. I should be talking about that at the moment this morning. Massive money for the South Kerry Greenway, $9.2 million, and $500,000 for literally to the stall. Like, you know, my work in the Greenways and all of that. And and look,
but instead,
I mean,
we're talking about this.
I'm here talking to you about this awful incident. And I mean, Dáil Éireann, in another sense, in a sporting sense, are rejoicing. And after that terrific win by Dingle yesterday, and it's been some year for Kerry football between our All Ireland senior team and indeed on Gaeltacht and Ballymac, and you know, the ladies from my own neck of the woods there were only pipped at the post, so it was a pity about that. But look, I need to move on, Jerry, and try and knuckle down and try and concentrate.
Okay. All right. All right. Michael, we're going to leave it there. But thanks for taking time to talk to us and give us your take on that. That's Deputy Michael Cahill there of Fianna Fáil with me on the line after he was put off the road on Friday for 2 years for dangerous driving after a court heard he was travelling at over 190 kilometres an hour on a motorway last March.